What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another very special FanCast podcast live from the 2013 Toronto International Film Festival. Yes, we are still here. No, we are never leaving. This episode is even more special than the other episodes that we've already recorded because we have another guest. My name is Eric Davis, of course. I am joined, as always, by Sean O'Connell. But sitting to my right is Alicia Malone from malonesmovieminute.com. She is a lovely gal whose accent is actually thicker than mine, New York accent, if you can believe that. But she's here today. The three of us are going to talk about our top three festival experiences so far from Toronto. This can include anything from meeting someone to watching something to eating whatever. We want to kind of give you a taste of how we've been experiencing the festival instead of just talking about movies, movies, movies. And you know what? Since Alicia is the guest, Sean, I apologize. I'm going to have to do this. Alicia, let's start with you. Top three. Go give us your first favorite experience of the 2013 Toronto International Film Festival.
Hello. Well, my favorite so far is seeing Gravity. Gravity is my pick of the films that I've seen here at Toronto, and seeing it at the premiere was one of the best experiences I've ever had. There's something so special about going into the Princess of Wales Theatre where it's packed full of people all dressed up, and the stars themselves, Sandra Bullock and director Alfonso Cuarón was there, and as well as some astronauts, which is really cool.
They had astronauts at the premiere?
Yeah, Canadian astronauts, which is so awesome. And they did the big film. Everyone was so excited. And at the end, they had a Q&A. And that was really awesome to see, especially when Chris Hadfield, who's one of said astronauts, Canadian astronaut, got up and talked about how he thought the film did compared to his real life experiences. And he was really positive. So I just love the buzz of seeing a film at a premiere here at Toronto. It's unbeatable.
I completely agree with that. My first top experience from the festival was, you know, I saw 12 Years a Slave, really affected me. And there was a performance from a debut performance from a young lady in that named Lupita Nyong'o, who you've never heard of before. This is her first feature film, but she is exceptional in the movie. I think it's going to go down as the most striking debut performance of the year. She has some incredibly difficult scenes. They are some of the most difficult scenes I've ever had to watch in my life on screen. And after a couple of days later, I got to sit down with her and talk to her. And as someone who does this for a living, you know, we see a lot of movies, we talk to a lot of stars, but the most gratifying experience for me, the most gratifying part of my job, is seeing a film like 12 Years a Slave that really stuck to my soul, and then being able to talk to a star from the film about the film. And we had a really passionate conversation that is not online yet, unfortunately, but it's going to be online soon. And she's a sweet gal. And we talked a lot about some of the movie and some of the scenes she was in. And that was an experience for me that kind of completed me a little bit. And being able to see a film and then talk to someone like that who's in the film about the movie was just something special to me. And so that's my first top experience. Sean O'Connell, you get to speak finally.
I am piggybacking off of our guests. Because she's so smart, so lovely and so smart, and had such a good answer. But not just the experience of seeing Gravity first, but just all of the world premieres. When you get to a screening that is showing a film for the very first time, we all just came out of, well, I'm sorry, Eric and I just came out of August Osage County. Alicia tried to get into it. And it felt like a moment, like there's a buzz. And that happens at Toronto often, whether it's even at a jaded, cynical P&I screening or a gala screening at Roy Thompson. When you get into these rooms and the people are really excited to see this movie that they've been waiting for, with Gravity, people have been waiting for years. With August, it was like ever since it was announced, people knew that this was going to be something cool and special. And you wait for the movie to drop, and sometimes it drops and it's, you know, not good. It doesn't live up to any sort of expectations, but every so often up here you see something really special and unique, and it touches you in the way that the movies we've been talking about have. So that buzz, that anticipation that you feel like 5 or 10 minutes, like after you've dealt with the long lines and the volunteers who have been very helpful, but the crowds have been crazy, you get seated, you wait, and that buzz is intoxicating.
Yeah, there is an electricity in the air, and there's nothing like the electricity of a film that's world premiering at a film festival, especially a film that people are anticipating, that's a potential Oscar contender. There is an electricity, and I can compare it to going to like if you're a sports fan, to going to like the World Series or a playoff game where the crowd is just amped and they want to experience something, you know, powerful. That's what I compare it to. Alicia, number two festival experience.
This is going to sound strange, but I had an awkward stare with Jared Leto. So let me explain. For those of you who don't know what a press junket is like, I explain it as the scene in Notting Hill when Hugh Grant gets pushed into the hotel room and has to do a bunch of interviews. Basically, it's heaps of journalists. We each get 4 minutes with the stars in the hotel room. And let's face it, it's a really awkward situation because you don't get much time to talk to them. You have such limited time with them to get all your questions out. And you're just so concerned about, you never really get a chance to have much of a rapport with the stars. So what I like to do is to give them a hug at the end of my interviews, because either it makes an awkward situation even more awkward, which I find kind of hilarious, or it breaks the ice and then it gives me something different from everyone else. So I went in with Jared Leto, and I knew, because one of my friends works with him, that he doesn't really like shaking the hands of reporters. Understandable, when you've got 50 or so and you see some of the people they have to talk to, I wouldn't want to shake their hands either. But anyway, so I walked in. I didn't go for the handshake, but she had worded him up that I might go for the hug because it's my thing. So I thought at the end, all right, I'll try for the hug. So I said, and how do you feel about hugs? He said, in what way? I said, well, hugs from strange Australian reporters. And he said, no. And then he said, why the hugs? Is this your thing? And I said, yeah, and I explained why. And he said, well, surely then the more awkward thing to do would be to say no to the hug and have us just sit here and stare at each other. And I said, actually, that's awesome. I've done that once before with Emma Stone, who was brilliant. So I said, all right, let's do it. The poor person timing me was trying to wind me up because I was already over time. But we sat there for a good 15, 20 seconds of silence, just staring into those intense blue eyes he has. It was super awkward and funny. And he said at the end, he goes, congratulations, you are now awkward. Then as soon as it stopped rolling, he was really nice. He said, come here, I'll give you a hug. And he gave me such a big hug off camera. So he was like, I only go for off camera hugs. And it was the longest celebrity hug I've ever had. One of the best, I have to say.
Wow, that's a cool moment. That is breaking news on our pod.
So I should also point out, besides the stares and the hugs, he is brilliant in Dallas Buyers Club. Absolutely incredible, him and Matthew McConaughey. I think they'll both get Oscar nominations. It's my prediction.
I agree. A side experience, as I got to meet Jared Leto at the Dallas Buyers Club after party, and I told him, dude, you have to do more movie roles, because he is just exceptional in Dallas Buyers Club, and they are going to be talking Oscar, Oscar, Oscar with this kid, because he's great. My number two experience is, you know, getting to experience watching movies in these movie theaters here in Toronto. The Scotiabank Theater, where I've seen primarily a lot of them, is just a gorgeous theater. It's beautiful. It's clean. The theaters are great. The screens are great. The sound is great. The concessions are plentiful, and the variety I am impressed with. These are concession stands. Yeah, you know, carrots. Yeah, they have carrots there. They have these great wraps. They have risotto balls. They have wings. They have pizza. They have wine. They have a bar that you can kind of go and watch a movie and then go and sit at the bar and have a beer and overlook downtown Toronto. They have a soda station with 1,000 different flavors of soda. And I swear to God, because somebody said 1,000 different flavors of soda. It's just... It's a kind of movie theater where I would want to watch movies every week. I really love it. I think they have the Starship Enterprise hanging from the ceiling when you walk into the theater. So that immediately gives it cool cred. And I, you know, it's just been a pleasure to. I haven't been to the TIFF Lightbox as much as I was at the Scotiabank, but both theaters are just beautiful and clean and places that scream I want to see movies here. You know, I don't want to smash movie theaters, but we do go to some movie theaters that aren't as clean as other ones. And these theaters are, they're just doing a bang up job here in Toronto. And they really make you want to go to the movies, and I commend them for it. And it's been a great experience for me, my first time here, to see movies in their theaters. Sean, your next experience.
All right. I'm singling out the Q&A that took place after John Carney's, Can a Song Save Your Life? And I know that we've been gushing about this movie. Me in particular, I've been gushing about this film on these podcasts. Bottom line, go see it. But what happens is we go to these press and industry screenings and it's all journalists, and we very rarely get a chance to see the talent involved in the film. And even if you do go to, if you get a ticket to a premiere, the director might come out and talk for a little bit and he'll roll the cast out, and they'll wave. Like I did the Railway Man and Roy Thompson, and Colin Firth came out, Nicole Kidman came out, but they just waved pleasantly, and that was enough for most people. All the phones came up and shot pictures and everything, and then the stars went off and you watched the movie. But with John Carney, this was his world premiere. It went over like gangbusters. The crowd loved it. He brought the cast back out. He's so charming. He's an Irishman, so his humor is great, self-deprecating. He brought Keira Knightley back out, Adam Levine, and the two of them had great chemistry playing off of each other. They took audience questions, which were kind of weird, but they had fun with how weird that they were. Keira Knightley talked about like sharting all it like in her like during key scenes because like, she was so nervous about singing. It was just a really off the cuff and vibrant and had the same sort of rough atmosphere as the film did, and I think it probably made me like the film even more, and I liked it. But like seeing them interact and seeing how much fun they were having with their director made me buy into the film even more. And then I was like, someone buy this movie, because I want to see these people like on a press tour having a good time, and take Adam Levine out of his element and let Keira Knightley just do what Keira Knightley does. I wish Ruffalo were there. It would have been better for that. But that was a great way to end that screening experience. It was a fun Q&A, and I think that's rare at the festivals up here.
Yeah, that's another great thing about seeing a premiere, is that you're with everyone, a lot of people who worked on the movie, not just the cast, but the people behind the scenes too. And there's almost this camaraderie of all of you where you feel like you're all in this together. This is either going to sink or swim with all of us in the same room together, and it's just really great. And I was at that screening with Sean as well, and we actually sat right behind the people who created all of the original music for the movie, and we spoke to them about that beforehand, and then afterwards, after we loved it and we loved the music, it was very gratifying for both Sean and I to be able to tell them how much we loved the music and to talk to them about that. And that's another great thing about seeing a movie at a premiere, is that you could be sitting right behind the people that were very influential in getting it made and being able to shake their hand afterwards and tell them how good of a job they did, and to see how important that is, that you're saying that to them, is really gratifying for both you and them. And so that's another very special thing. Alicia Malone, this is going to be your last festival experience. Make it a goodie.
Well, I say it is the people. I love the people here at TIFF. Obviously, it's such a huge event. There's so many venues, so many cinemas, so many people going in and out, both press screenings and public screenings, that you need a huge team to pull this off. And the volunteers here are amazing. Every year, they just strike me how friendly they are, how lovely and how accommodating, and their bright yellow orange T-shirts, I should say, they brighten my day. So when you walk into the screening and you get a big good morning, how are you, and they're so enthusiastic, it really, really helps things. And also the Canadian people, you know, they say Australians are friendly, but I don't think we have anything on the Canadians. I mean, here you walk down the street, people say hello, you get into the elevator and you say how are you, and they give you a whole rundown of their day, and I love that. Everyone has just been so friendly, and I also love catching up with all my colleagues like you guys. Get to see you all in a different situation, not just at junkets, but we get to experience these films together. And it's such a shared experience, the film festival. It's one of the last few shared experiences we have. And I really love being able to have coffees and wines and podcasts and everything afterwards with all my colleagues and just talk about films. There's so much passion here, and it's really inspiring. You know, after this summer, I was feeling a little bit disillusioned with the world of movies. I've seen so many films that I just haven't enjoyed. To come here and see some great independent movies and share them with the people has just been incredible. It's given me the boost that I need.
I completely agree. The people here in Toronto are exceptional. The volunteers, and we don't usually talk about the volunteers at film festivals that much, but I think they have something like 2,500 here for Toronto Film Festival, and they are the friendliest people, and these are all people that volunteer their time, and I feel like there's three volunteers for every one person attending this festival, and if they don't know how to answer your question, they know exactly where the person is who knows how to answer that question, and in a chaotic environment like this, it is so important to have those volunteers, and so I commend them for that. My last experience is kind of also piggybacking on Alicia, you know. It has been these podcasts that I've been doing with Sean and now Alicia. And, you know, one of the great things about watching a movie is getting to talk to your friends about the movie after you watch it and to find out what they liked and what you liked or what you didn't like or what they didn't like. And are you butting heads? Are you agreeing? Are you disagreeing? What are you debating about? And there have been some incredibly powerful movies, funny movies that we've seen here. And to be able to... on a few different occasions, walk out of the movie theater and catch Sean at the end of the day, and we sit down and we get to talk about them. It helps me process the movies more. I don't know. I can't speak for him, but it's been really great to sit down here. And I, you know, every week we do this podcast, and Sean is in his loud house in North Carolina, where there's always something that's going on there. And I am in my house in Long Island, and we don't, you know, and we do these over the internet. And to be able to sit here with him in the flesh and talk about these movies as we're watching them is a very rewarding experience for me. And so that is my final experience. And Sean, I pass it to you.
I'm breaking up a little bit. This is very sweet. I mean, that was mine too, is the ability to get together with all of our colleagues and to hash out these films that we have all loved. And, you know, I talk about Comic-Con, and when you go to Comic-Con and you see the passion in a fan base, you know, from people who will wait in line for a full day just to get into Hall H for an hour. And that always refreshes me of, like, you know, we aren't just throwing words out into the ether. People really do care a lot about these films. And then you come to some place like Toronto and you're reminded that, you know, all of us covering this industry care so much. We got into this for a reason. We love movies. We're moved by these films. We're looking for the best, you know. And it sounds like critics are always, like, bashing on films, but that's not the case. We're looking for good ones. We're looking for ones that move us, and you often find them at a film festival. And then to come out of one, I sometimes think the experience of just going to a bar and hanging out with four or five different people and talking about what worked, what didn't work, getting into these little arguments is better than the screening itself sometimes. And so, and to be able to then sit down and put a podcast out that some of you guys listen to, which we're thrilled about, and to hear your feedback and to read your comments, all of that's just fantastic. I think the film should be more interactive like this. I think at a festival it can be more interactive like this, and we just thank you for listening.
I completely agree, Sean, and it has been a whirlwind. We're not done yet. We are going to, Sean and I, we have a bunch of other movies that we have seen and are seeing, and we're going to bring you our thoughts on them. We are going to bid you farewell. Alicia, I want you to plug away. I want you to tell me. I want you, because this girl, let me just tell you something. This girl is awesome, and I really like what she does. She does a lot of video stuff, and it's really fun, and it's super cool, and you guys got to see it. And I want you to plug and tell everybody where they can find you.
All right. Well, thanks so much for having me, first thing, because I'm a huge fan of this podcast, and I'm going to grab you both for a hug after this. But if you want to catch me, I've got my blog, malonesmovieminute.com. That's where I write about film every day, and I share a lot of my interviews. Most of my interviews go to Australia, so if any of my Aussie mates are listening, make sure you look out for me on Today's Show, Foxtel Movie Show, or at event cinemas around Australia. Otherwise, sometimes you can catch me on Fandango. I do a couple of interviews for them, and I do a couple of interviews and reviews for IGN as well. And I pop up everywhere. I'm a bit of a hug whore, a bit of a jumping whore, so follow me on Instagram and Twitter and see what I mean.
Awesome. Alicia, I want to thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. Sean O'Connell, I want to thank you. And we are not done, Sean.
No.
We are not done. We have other films to talk about, and we are going to bring you our thoughts on them in the next few days. This festival, although we are leaving tomorrow, the festival goes throughout the weekend. And so we'll spread it out a little bit throughout the rest of the week. We'll let you know about these movies and what we thought of them. Sean, any last words?
Well, just the fact that, you know, we're trying to cram all of our insight into these important films. So remember, when these movies come to the theater, we're going to dive into them even more. Maybe we'll bring in some special guests for certain movies. And so, you know, we'll definitely expand on these other films. It's so tough to just condense your thoughts into 30 seconds, but stay with us. We have a lot more to talk about, and we'll keep podcasting for you guys right here on movies.com and Fandango.
His name is Sean O'Connell. My name is Eric Davis. Her name is Alicia Malone. Thank you for listening, and enjoy your week at the movies.